Thank you for joining us today. My name is Brad Sutton, and I'm in the Microsoft IT organization, and I focus on BI, big data, and data analytics from an IT showcase perspective. Today, we have Kirkland Barrett discussing Microsoft's IT BI solution that's been recently made available internally here at Microsoft. Kirkland?
Thanks, Brad. My name is Kirkland Barrett, and I'm a solution manager here in Microsoft IT. Within the BI space, we've done line of business, business intelligence solutions. We've done the central enterprise data warehouse, and now we're rethinking how we do BI in the future. With this, we've launched an internal program called BI at Microsoft, which really embraces the whole new Power BI that everybody's heard about.
Tell me about BI at Microsoft. How did you guys come up with this idea?
BI at Microsoft is a program about rolling out to all of the company Microsoft's latest and greatest BI products. What we found in the past was that we weren't always getting the latest things in the hands of the Microsoft employees. This is important from an adoption perspective for us to all better understand these products, but also, especially as we move towards One Microsoft, that we get our hands on these products early and get feedback back into the product group to make them even better. BI at Microsoft is a new site, Whack Whack BI at Microsoft. We're really helping people to understand what those products are, how they can use them. We've got training, we've got social, we've got support and community, and it's really exciting that we're able to launch this within the company.
How does IT come up with a solution working with the product groups to help somebody in finance or somebody in legal or in HR?
I think most of us can relate with the fact that there's data all across the company, and we've all struggled to come up with that standardized, consistent view. It's something the BI industry has been going after for decades. There's been different approaches to this. You have heard references to one version of the truth. At some point, the industry was trying to deal with having a central data warehouse to be able to attack that. We really struggle with the same things within Microsoft. We've got very distributed data that's really valuable. The question is, how do we surface that so people can find it, and how can people connect that across the company? This set the groundwork for rethinking how we go about doing BI. We learned from those lessons, and we sat down at the table with the product group to re-envision where BI needs to go.
Can you give us some idea of what solution was needed to meet the needs of our employees?
As we were talking to people, what we found was people were spending roughly 80% of their time trying to find and understand data. We've got great assets from across the company, but it was really hard for people to find it. You had to work through your own network. And if you were somebody new to the company or new in a department, it was even harder. That got in the way of people to be able to act upon their instincts and their questions. The other thing we found was people were dealing with static data. You would get a static table or a static chart. And inevitably in those meetings, there'd be more questions, but people would have to do offline work and be able to come back with answers. And that really got in the way of the speed of business. We saw this need for more interactivity that people could explore the data within that meeting. Another thing was addressing this concept of being able to help users find the right data to use. We're concerned about people coming up with their own definitions, their own views, and the situation Microsoft was struggling with was being able to help people find the correct data to use.
People are doing preparations for MBRs and customer engagements, and they need to have the latest and greatest information. They don't want to spend all of their time just trying to find the data. They want to prepare their message. They want to sell. They want to talk to their customers and their other employees and give them a convincing argument, and they don't necessarily want to be spending all that time just looking for the data.
Absolutely, Brad. Part of that comes with confidence. There's a lot of time wasted in meetings debating whether or not it's the correct data to be used. We also want to reduce the friction to insight. A lot of these things that we just discussed there got in the way of people to be able to come up with a new question and get answers. We're moving into an even more competitive environment. We've got to enable people to get access to data when they've got a new insight that they want to pursue, because we need that to remain competitive.
Kirkland, it sounds like this is definitely solving a lot of business challenges that we're facing here at Microsoft. Give us a recap of what you had to go through to come up with this solution.
We sat down with these scenarios with the product group. We worked with SQL Server and the data platform group. This was us acting as the enterprise customer, being able to come to SQL and really be able to explain our pain points. We really got the customer at the table with Microsoft so that what we're coming up with will resonate with the greater market. Through this process, we landed on what's now known as Power BI. Some of the new scenarios that are being introduced with Power BI came out of those conversations. At the same time, the discussions took our existing products further.
Can you give us an idea of what are the tools and the technologies that we partnered with the product group to make available for these employees, and how are they leveraging them?
Let me cover the features within Power BI. Power Pivot, it's a great tool to be able to bring data together and be able to do modeling. There's Power View, which creates stunning interactive visualizations where you can explore the data and ask new questions. You've also got new capabilities, this concept called Data Catalog, which enables people to be able to publish their data that's distributed across the company to one central catalog. This introduces the concept of search as an experience to be able to get enterprise data. This is something that's very new, and I would encourage everybody in the field to understand the power behind it, because we're able to provide visibility to all these great assets across the company, and then through things like social and ratings and certification, start to surface the right data to you. We've got concepts like relevance. What are your coworkers using? These are things that are going to be rolling into the product month by month. It brings a whole new concept of how you can find and interact with data. Now, to be able to get data out of that, there's a tool called Power Query, which enables you to connect to data sources within the company, outside of the company, and do what they call mashups. Think of this as lightweight ETL, things that you used to have a developer do within SQL. Now, information workers or analysts can actually do some of these basic operations themselves. Then on top of that, you've got really cool, stunning 3D visualizations through Power Map, where you can see data interacting on a map and see new correlations. The last piece that I want to talk about was Q&A, where you can type natural questions into a box and get answers coming out of it. Power BI starts creating charts and graphs that are appropriate, so you can ask an English question and start to get answers back. This is really powerful because it helps to get the answers of BI into the hands of people who have the questions but may have no familiarity with how to use business intelligence tools.
If we can delve into the solution and talk about the business benefits for IT, for the product group, and for our employees, what are they getting out of this solution now that we've deployed it?
What we've done with BI at Microsoft is embrace getting that in the hands of all the employees. Those very scenarios that I talked about earlier, being able to find and understand data quickly, be able to have interactive tools to play with the data and get insights, and then also to understand which is the certified data, what data to use, Power BI knocks that out of the park. It's very compelling for all the users out there. From an IT perspective, and this becomes interesting when you talk to external companies, all sorts of new opportunities pop up from a standpoint of how they can deliver BI, but also how they interact with their business to get requirements. Let me give one example. In the past, when you had to do a BI solution, you had to do like a 6 to 9 month warehouse development, and it was very time consuming, it was expensive and risky, and a lot of those projects failed. Users don't know what they want until they see it within BI. A large number of projects fail because of that, but also because things change. So what we're trying to do is change the model. We want the data SMEs to be able to go out and play with the data and iterate on it. They've got the knowledge of what they want, the questions. So long as we give them tools that's easy for them to use, they can iterate until they say, this is what I want. Once they get that, then they can hand it off to IT. We can then do what we do well, which is scale, security, supportability. And we're able to do it in a much more stable environment. So it's a better experience for the business, and it's also a better spend within IT. We find that to be powerful, and we hear from the business that has changed their relationship with IT. It's a very compelling story.
Very cool. What are some of the business benefits that we're learning as an IT organization around the BI at Microsoft solution?
This is actually a very exciting thing for us within IT because historically we've struggled with being able to get the right data in the hands of customers. And this gives us a new way to do that. You look at the industry and what people are trying to solve. This really provides an innovative way to address that. What we're able to do with the data catalog is actually certify data sets. What this means is out of all of these results that you'll be able to get, a lot of it's interesting information. These are the right data sets for HR, for revenue, for sales, for marketing, so that users can make informed choices as to what they should use. This leverages some of those e-commerce metaphors and brings a social aspect to it as well. What we're able to do with IT is address the concepts of one version of the truth and of data governance in a whole new way. That's powerful. We as Microsoft are going to have to get that message out because it is a new paradigm, but it's a very powerful one from an IT perspective.
Wrapping this up, Kirkland, do you have any final comments?
It's a really exciting time here at Microsoft. We're launching Power BI, as the company has moved towards one Microsoft, it's really important to be able to get everybody's feedback on how we can make this product better. We want people using it, and we want to hear feedback in terms of what's working, what's not working. In the past, you had to wait 3 years to be able to get improvements back into the product. Now we're seeing monthly releases. It's an exciting time for us to be able to make the product better for ourselves and at the same time make it better for all of our customers.
Thanks, Kirkland. If you're looking for more information around BI and how Microsoft IT is supporting it, take a look at http://microsoft/IT showcase, and you can find out more information there. So in closing, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listened today, and also say thank you to you, Kirkland, for your time and the information that you had to provide all of us today.
Thank you for having me.